Hello, and thank you for tuning to my podcast, Supernatural Choices. I'm your host, Joe. In this podcast, what I do is I break down the various supernatural worlds, beings, or creatures, and what it would be like to have that or be that being inside our modern world. What I'll do is I'll start first with overall history, try to describe some of the things just in case you've never heard of it. Then I will go into the pros of being a supernatural being inside our modern world. Then I go into the cons of being in a modern world. And then I'll give you my overall assessment about whether or not I think it's a good choice or if I think it's a bad supernatural choice. Now, with this week's episode, what we're going to talk about is Black Clover, which is just a really popular, super fascinating anime and manga. I'm going to go all into it is what I'm going to do. Let's first start with some of the history behind Black Clover and what it is. So it is a manga and an anime, and it obviously got started in Japan, and it is a super popular show and an actual comic book or manga is what it is. I start watching it probably a little bit later than most people. I got into it just this year. I'm up to about 103 on the anime series, and I think that is a very good show. Some people will say that it is the best show that's out right now, Black Clover. That's up to some folks. Other people will claim that it's the worst show out there, but that's up to those folks and their opinions on there. When generally they talk about the best is they talk about the characters, they talk about the fight scenes, they talk about the story arc and how it changes and how exciting it is. Now, when folks talk about it being the worst, they look at it as an actual shonen, which there's some people that's not a fan of shonen. Shonen is basically where you start with the characters and they keep getting stronger and powerful over time. It usually has just one main character with a lot of characters that surround that character. Classic shonens are Naruto, My Hero Academia, and Dragon Ball Z. The other reasons why folks will not like or really hate Black Clover is because it does have a lot of similarities with the other shonen manga TV show Naruto, and there's also a lot of similarities between the main character Naruto and also Asta, who's the main character inside Black Clover. Finally, some folks they're not gonna like the TV show because it's really popular and it's fun that they hate on something that's super popular. That's just something that just happens, as you guys know, inside our world, where it's really fun to hate Tom Brady. Is fun to hate the New York Yankees when they were good. And it's also fun to hate a really popular TV show, especially if you got a lot of fans that really adore it and really love it. But that's just some of the background of the actual show itself. When we talk about what's in it, as far as like the basic premise is that the TV show Black Clover, has just a world that's full of magic. So everyone in this show, all the characters in the entire planet, they're able to use a magic, and they can, some can use it to much greater degrees than others. But even when you look at the much smaller characters, such as a farmer, such as a clerk that works in a store, such as someone that works as a bartender, they can all do magic spells. But there's just some folks that are able to do much stronger spells than others. So in this world, everybody's born with magic and it develops over time. Once a person reaches a certain age, then they will get what's called a grimoire, which is a book of magic where it has a bunch of magic spells inside. And this grimoire book is attached to you. And you can only have one really book at a time for the vast majority of people. And in that book, there's going to be a lot of different spells, and there's going to be some blank pages. And as you learn and grow over time, you will get more powerful and stronger spells inside your book, and you'll be able to use those spells is what you'll be able to do. Now, the story of Black Clover, part of it is that it follows these two main characters. There's really Asta and Yono. Asta, is the main character that the story focuses around. Yono is his half-brother who grew up inside an orphanage with him. These two individuals, they grew up in an orphanage, and Yano is the character who can do lots of different wind magic, and everybody really likes him. He's super popular. The other character, Asta, he can't do any magic at all in the beginning, and he's not really liked at all. He's kind of looked at as a joke and really annoying. Eventually, Yano gets an actual book, the grimoire, and later Asta gets his book, which is an anti-magic sword book, and he's able to do anti-magic, which is really a fascinating concept that you have a world full of magic, and this one character is able to do something which is really unique, such as anti-magic. So he's able to cancel out the other magic spells, which is just makes things really fascinating. So those characters, they really grow, and you see them join an organization, they get stronger, and they keep learning about more about themselves, about the world. And it's, like I said before, I think it's a good show. I don't think it's great, and I don't think it's horrible. I just think it's a good show. I would highly recommend checking it out. You'll know if you really like it. If you give it till probably episode, I'd probably say five. After five episodes, you'll be able to know for sure whether or not you like it or not. And then you can just kind of go from there. Now, the main reason I like the show is because of the magic system within the show. I just think it's so fascinating, and it's such a well-developed magic system. It just allows itself to have so much growth and potential from it. That's what I think is one of the really cool things about it. The way the magic system works, just like I mentioned, you start off small, and then everybody's born with magic. They get the grimoire book, which is their magic book. And usually that magic book is going to have them tied to one of the four basic elements. The grimoire book is going to be tied to either fire, wind, water, or earth is what it's going to be tied to. So if you're born with the ability to do like some simple magic, water magic spells, you get the book, and then you're going to get additional water magic spells. You learn over time, and you continue to grow, you continue to push yourself, you get more complex and bigger actual water magic spells. Same thing if you can do in the beginning, you can do just a little bit of fire spells when you're born. You get the book, and you're going to get additional fire spells. And then as you learn and grow over time, you'll get even more and more fire spells, which I just think is really fascinating, especially the way they play it out inside the actual TV show. The other part of the actual, when you think about the four elements, there are some more rare spells, rare magic. Like I talked before about the anti-magic. That's something that's super rare. And I think it's only, so far I've only seen just the main character, Asta, have that. There's another character that his spells are tied to chains. So he's able to use and manipulate chains. And there's another one which can do steel. There's even got another that can do space magic, where he can teleport things and move things around within space is what that character can do. So they can be in one location, pop inside a portal, come out to another location. So in that case, that magic isn't tied to any fire, wind, water, or earth. It's something totally different. There's also one character inside the show is able to use light. So he can use light as a weapon. Use light to travel and can do all kind of magic that's based on light. Same time, there's another one which can use darkness, which is really fascinating. And there's even another that can use time. So they can use these different abilities, just like the fire, wind, water, and earth. But these are what they call more special, much more rare type of magic that we see inside the show. The really key, like I mentioned before, is that the characters need to surpass their limit. They need to go past of what there are today. So like I mentioned before, you start off in your simple character, you get your grimoire book. If you don't keep pushing yourself and keep trying, then your magic is going to stay at that level. And that's what the show shows. And in one episode, it shows like these farmers, they got their simple magic and they're using their magic hoe, or magical gardening tools to actually plant items. You see inside the show another area where a gentleman that can do the time magic, he uses time magic all over the entire country that they're in order to save the country. So it's real fascinating to see the different levels within power and seeing how things change over time, especially with the main characters, where the main character, Asa, he starts off, he's able to use just a anti-magic sword just by itself, and then he can use different types of anti-magic sword in order to help defend and fight and against the bad guys. So I would say just it's really fascinating that process and the part of them actually growing over time. Some of the other key systems that are part of the magic world of Black Clover is that some individuals, they're able to use what they call spirit magic, where you can summon a spirit that will come and fight and protect you. In the show, there's one character that has a dragon that they're able to summon, use it to fight and protect them. Another character is able to use a fairy that can fight and protect for them, which will give them even more stronger magic. There's yet another character that's able to use a spirit of this cat. And what the cat can do is it can actually alter the fate of reality. So if the person was destined to get hit or to die from some type of some object, the cat will touch the object or the person that's going to hit the main the character, and it will alter the actual fate so that it doesn't happen that way. I think that's really just fascinating that they're able to summon these spirits that can do much stronger, much more altering magic than what they can do all by themselves. Yet and still, there is other ways that the magic users are able to boost their magic, such as mana method, which is just a way that they can boost their magic so that their current spells that they're doing are much more stronger. There's also ultimate magic, where it's almost like a nuclear bomb of magic, where they use able to use their magic in order to affect an entire country. I mean, I talked about that already as far as with the time magic, where he's able to use a magic spell that affects the entire country. There's another gentleman that's able to use a light spell that affects the entire country. So it just, it really can go up all these different levels, which is really fascinating. In this show, they also have forbidden magic, which is magic that's really from the underworld. And it's really magic spells that we're not supposed to be able to use, such as it'll give the ability to grow limbs. You can also alter the souls of the user and the victim. So it's something that's forbidden that they don't want folks to be using, but there's that cool magic that's out there too. There's also curse magic, which can have an effect, a long-lasting effect, such as you can cause death or illness to someone. There's also creation magic, which will allow the user to create objects or creatures. At one point, one of the characters ever make a hawk that's made out of fire. Again, like I talked about before with the farmers, they're able to create garden tools is what they can create. And then there's also, you can create armor and use that in order to fight. There's key detection, where you're able to detect the movements and the direction of others, which is really helpful inside a fight. There's mana skin, which is another really awesome ability that they're able to make their skin, use magic to reinforce their skin so that it's really hard and tough and that they're not able to get harmed by it. It can help very much in a fight if you get slammed to the wall or you get shot with something. At the same time, some of the characters that were using it when they were up on a volcano and they use mana skin in order to survive being up on the actual volcano. So it was very hot. There was lava going everywhere. And they use mana skin to protect themselves. There is mana zone, which the user can create a zone around them that can affect within like 15 or 30 meters. It can have some type of effect on the people within that zone, such as if you want to do anti-magic or if you want to have some kind of slow time or something of that sort. That's what they're able to use. And the final piece I would say about, which is really interesting about the parts that's in this world is reinforced magic. We're able to use magic to reinforce your physical abilities, that you can be stronger, you can be faster, you can increase your reaction time with using magic. So there's all these different layers and depths to their magic system, which I just find really fascinating. The start off small, and with the books, you're able to get to one level. With the actual spirit animals, you can get to vanilla level. And then there's all kind of levels on top of that, to where you can do magic that can affect an entire country. So imagine that you're going throughout your day, and it's just a regular day, nothing unusual. But all of a sudden, you come across this grimoire book. And in the book, it has all these different magic spells inside. And that's when you realize, hey, you know, this is just like Black Clover. If I pick up this book, then I'm going to be able to start using magic, is what you're going to be able to do. Is this something that you should take a part of? So when I think about these things, I think about like, okay, what are going to be some of the cool points? Because there's always the cool points first. And I really was thinking like, man, there's really four really cool parts to this. The first part is that, I mean, obviously it's magic. So it's something that's completely overpowered inside our world. And it's something that's so fascinating. It can open up so many doors from that standpoint when we think about it, especially the premise behind it, as far as you first have these simple spells, but you're able to grow these spells and they get stronger over time. There is no drawback from using the actual magic spells. Eventually, you do run low of what they call mana, which is your magic energy, but that can be replenished through food, through rest, so you can continue to use these spells. This isn't like any type of other magic, which is usually like when you think about warlock magic, which is tied to living energy, where you got to take some living energy from something in order to use your magic spells, nor are you attached to some kind of demon or any of that stuff. The magic's coming from you and coming from your mana. And the more you use it, the stronger you become. The more you surpass your limits, the stronger you become. So even if the book that pops in front of you is some kind of simple water spell where you can fill up a cup of water or fill up a cup of coffee, over time, if you keep getting stronger, if you keep surpassing your limits, then you will be able to do much more stronger magic. So if you think about it, like even if in the beginning you're able to just do a very simple spell, again, like just a little bit of water, over time, you just keep working on it, working on it. It can grow to be just this ocean wave. It can grow to be armor. It can grow to be so much more than what it currently is. And, you know, along the way, you learn mana skin. You get harder as far as that goes. It can really grow to where you can be just an absolute juggernaut. So that's what I would say the first part is that the simple system, the way it's set up, I mean, it's just huge and it's magic in our world. And you can really let it grow over time. The second cool point of using, you know, that magic inside our world is when you think about jobs from that standpoint. There's all kind of really cool jobs you can get. There's obviously you can be a religious leader, right? Even if you just got the simple magic such as water, you can really translate that into whatever type of church that you want to open up and run. If it's something fire, oh man, you're going to be money right from the back is where you'd be. Just be able to do a simple fire spell at command and really wazzle and dazzle people and go from there. Obviously, if you had stronger magic, you can do much more fantastic tricks. And speaking of tricks, as far as like when you think about jobs from that standpoint, you can also be a straight magician and use your magic from your grimoire in order to impress people, go to Vegas, run that whole circuit and gamut and have a great time. There is also, when you think about the magic and trying to get a job, there's also looking at the mana skin, which I think is really just a cool concept as far as making your skin as tough as it needs to be so that you can't get hurt. So you think about more dangerous jobs such as stunt double, you know, daredevil. You can be a YouTuber and do crazy tricks where you're jumping off mountains and stuff like that. You can do all that kind of stuff and not really get hurt at all, which is what would be really cool. And you can translate that into a job. Obviously, just going to the military, from that standpoint. You can do that now, but I mean, the nice thing is like, hey, you get shot at, but you won't die, which I think would be, you know, really cool. But when you think about other jobs that really just everything's tied to your element that you get, such as if you have water spells, obviously you can translate that into some type of swimming, either coaching or going to Olympics, been doing a Michael Phelps from that standpoint, going out into the ocean and exploring inside, which would be really cool. Then there's also, when you think about some of the more rare versions of the magic, such as the time spell and being able to stop time, you can do all kind of things with that. Obviously, there's Vegas, there's stealing, there is crazy gambling. As I mentioned before, there's also reinforcement magic, and which really we can reinforce yourself to be stronger or faster. So when it comes to like any type of athletic pursuit, you can do any of that stuff at all. Everything will, the doors are just open wide open. Doesn't matter if you're like 50 or 45, 60 year old, it doesn't matter at all. Like you can just really run things and really dominate with that ability to reinforce magic. You can be the ultimate athlete. So I would say the third thing, which is really cool about that ability, getting a grimoire, and what would be useful inside our modern world, would come back to that mana skin, like I mentioned, just the ability to harden yourself so that if you're ever in an accident, if you ever got shot or something of that sort, you better protect yourself with mana skin. There's also the mana zone, where you can affect things in a zone, like I mentioned before about the time. You can affect time within this period, like about 15 meters around you. And then there's the reinforced magic so that you can be stronger and faster, even if you don't want to do anything crazy, you just want to just live your life from that standpoint. It'd still be just great to have if you ever play a pickup game of basketball or some sort. So that's how I say number three is just those, you can really be indestructible. You really can, and it can really grow over time. Number four, I would say, is like, you're still you, which is something that's unique to some of the other supernatural things. When you think about supernatural vampires and werewolves, you're not really you anymore. With vampires, they have to go feed on blood. They can't go in sunlight. They got all these other restrictions. When you think about werewolves, oh man, I got to watch out for the full moon. All that kind of crazy wonkiness, you don't have any of that stuff to worry about with this, with the grimoire and with having these abilities, that there's no real drawbacks of that sort. You can just go with throughout your day. You can continue to be you. You can continue to work your same job, do whatever you were doing before, and you can use the abilities to enhance yourselves in order to get through things. So they're there when you need it, there, and there's no tiebacks. There's no anything holding you back from using those abilities. And of course, with all supernatural choices, there is going to be a bad part to it. And I would say there's probably about five things to kind of keep in mind as far as what the bad parts of picking up that grimoire and taking on that role and learning magic. The first point is that you're going to start off super weak. And it's going to be one of those things where with the book, someone could take the book from you, beat you up. At one point, the main characters that was his plan was to steal the book from Asa right after he got it. No, he was going to send it from Yano. He was going to steal a book from Yano, one of the characters, and then Asa came in to help. So it can be a problem in the beginning when you first get it. You can get beaten up. You get shot. You haven't learned mana skin at all. So anything can hurt you. So you have to learn over time. But when you first get it, I'd say the first bad part is that you're going to be super weak. The second part is going to be, I would say the problem is going to be what it really takes to get yourself stronger. You know, when it comes to getting stronger magic, more mana, and being able to use more and greater and bigger spells, that takes a ton of not just work, but there's also, you have to be in these situations where it's near death. You have to be in a situation where you're fighting for your life and you're surpassing your limit. That is the only way that your abilities are truly going to grow exponentially. If not, it's just going to be kind of just a weaker ability, such as when you look at the farmers, people inside that magic world that is working inside a bar as a bartender or working as a hotel hostess is what they're doing. So it really comes down to, like, you have to surpass your limit. You have to get these near-death experiences. You have to survive them, and you have to keep pushing yourself. Like I mentioned before about the mana skin, the way that they learned mana skin was one of their captains took them up to a volcano, an active volcano, and there's lava going everywhere. And they're like, all right, you're going to climb up to the top of this volcano. And people are getting burned, and they're having all kind of problems. And some people made it. A few of the people did not make it. They didn't die because the captain was actually pretty nice and she was looking out for everybody. But it's one of those things when you think about inside our modern world, as far as learning how to get bigger and stronger magic, you're going to have to put yourselves in that situation where it is either you're going out to a volcano somewhere, you're getting into this crazy fight with somebody, you're maybe hurting yourself in some kind of manner. Maybe at one point inside the story, the one of the characters had to take the entire team down to the ocean, and she was just pushing herself in order to learn how to take everybody to the ocean safely. So that's a huge part of the actual Black Clover, is that if you want your abilities to get better, you're going to have to really push yourself, and you need to be in those near-death situations of what you need to be in. So I think that's going to be the second part that's a little bit tricky, accepting that book and a grimoire. The third thing I would say is that you're still not indestructible. You're still susceptible to diseases, and you can still die. There's all kind of other diseases, not just there's all kind of things that can kill you, not just the physical things, but there is cancer, there's old age, obviously there's COVID, there's AIDS, you name it. There's any number of diseases out there. So you're not 100% indestructible. And obviously when you sleep, that could be a problem. There's also mana skin is something that you got to learn, you got to maintain from that standpoint. So to say that you're going to have mana skin on you at all times, that I don't know if that's if you would be able to do that. And then there's your reaction time, as far as you can learn that over time. And like I say, with magic reinforcement, but you have to learn it over time in order for you to get stronger at. So especially in the beginning, maybe you're going to be super weak. Your magic's not that strong. Someone can take your book from you, and you're susceptible to diseases. The fourth reason I would say to have a pause on picking up that book is that it is going to require a lot of work. It's something that it's not like a vampire, werewolf, or any of some of the other magic creatures where instantly that's who you are, and you can use your abilities and really go from there. With the grimoire and the way it all works is that you have to put in that time. You got to put in that energy. You have to be creative. You have to think about things. You have to work at it in order to get yourself stronger and be able to use additional and stronger abilities. It is something that you can just be kind of lazy about and just say, hey, I'll just use it whenever I need it. And from that standpoint, no, there's a lot that goes into it as far as that goes with the main characters and inside the story where they're constantly training. They're constantly trying to get better. They're around other magic users and they're just constantly trying to work at it. And that's really the whole premise, is that you have to suppress your limits. You have to really work at it in order to get what you want, which is a lot like things in our world currently right now, that you do have to do that piece on there. So imagine that you have this book that you're working on. You got your job or your school that you're working on. You got your family life. It can get kind of overtaxing from that standpoint. There can be a lot of issues that can arise out of it. So it's one of those things that it takes a true commitment. If that is something that a person wants to do, they'll have to really commit to really learning that magic, growing it over time, and really excelling at it. Overall, I would say go for it. I think that there's so many upsides to the actual Black Clover, their system, and that grimoire book. And I just look at it, there's very little downsides. It is something that is very unique from that standpoint in the supernatural world. So I would say go for it. Just be prepared to really push yourself past the limit. Really go all out. Do what you can and just keep fighting as hard as you can and really let that magic grow. Hey guys, I just want to thank you very much for listening to my podcast. My plan is to release a new episode once every week. If you enjoyed it, be sure to hit the subscribe button and leave a review on your listening device. You can also follow me on Twitter. My Twitter handle is mallet_joseph. That's M-A-L-L-E-T-T underscore J-O-S-E-P-H. And thank you very much for listening, and stay weird.